Right, good morning. Thank you. Right, good morning. We're now, Pasha's told us. Pasha's told us, of course, it's about the birth of Yaakov and Esau. And the first thing that we see about them in the Chumash is the way in which the way in which Esav we see as Ishyadeh Tzayed, a man who is a hunter. Even before they were born, they were struggling in the womb. They was just one. He's got. So they were struggling in the womb of their mother Rivka. And as Rashi says, when they came near Beis Avodah Zorah, Esav struggled to get out. And when they came near a Beis HaMedrash, Yaakov struggled to get out. And then we have in the Chumash, and then we have in the Chumash where Rivka is told, Rivka went to shame to ask what is going on, and she was told, Shnei goyim bevitneich, there are two nations in your womb, mime'ayich and shnei le'umim yiporedu, two nations are going to separate from you, ulo'oim mila'oim yemot, one will battle against the other, v'rav yavod zoye, and the older one will serve the younger one. Now this can be understood in terms of different nations, the descendants of Esav, which became Rome, Edom, Rome, and battling against, confronting Am Yisrael, the Jewish people descending from Yaakov. And that would be a simple way of understanding it.
Why didn't she go to a doctor?
Well, Shem, who is the most prominent spiritual person at that point, in obvious terms, although
Shem is a Rosh Hashiva.
Yeah, so the very often the spiritual leader functions as a doctor. You know, okay. People go to a rebbe, ask for brachas, for help, things like that, advice. Now, the problem is that in the Parsha, Yitzchok loves Esav. If it was simply a description of good, bad, good versus bad, then, you know, you can understand that. But Yitzchok loves Esav. And they're also...
He put the wool over his eyes.
Well, that's one way of explaining
it. That's a simple
explanation. Yeah. And then there's some other intriguing thing. We all know on the day of a chasana that the chosan and kala fast. Why did they fast? Because for them, it's Yom Kippur. It's an Indian of Yom Kippur. Why is it Yom Kippur? On the day of one's chasana, one is forgiven all one's avodah. Where do we learn that from? We learn it from the fact of Esav, and we learn it from the fact of Mochlas. Right? Do you remember Mochlas? Yes, that's right. The daughter of Yishmael, whom Esav married. And he married her, and her name is called Mochlas, because on the day that one gets married, one is forgiven all one's avera. That's a very strange thing that we learn dafka from Esav, something that happens every day, that's a chasana. Now the Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, it's talking about Yerusha. And it speaks about the idea, Rav Chiya Ba'abi, number Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chiya says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Oved Kochovim Yoresh Es Oved, Dvar Torah. A non-Jew inherits his father, as it says in the Torah, because what's the Pasuk? Ki Yerusha Le'esov Nosati Es HaSeya. I've given a Yerusha to Esav, HaSeyeh. At that moment, the Gemara is calling him an Akum. He's calling him a non-Jew. Then the Gemara says, V'dilma Yisrael Muma Sha'ani. But maybe he's a Yisrael Muma.
Who, Esav?
Esav.
This is Chulin.
No, this is in Kiddushin. It doesn't shik to Chulin. That I can see. Maybe it's there as well, but I don't notice it on the page. It's Kiddushin Yud Ches Amud Aleph. So it's calling Esav Yisrael Muma.
Dilma,
yes. Although it is Ongun, although you see, as you know, in Ma'aris HaMachpelah, there's Avram, Sarah, Yitzhak, Rivka. The head of Esav is also buried in the Ma'aris HaMachpelah. So Esav is a very complicated issue. And then the whole idea that in the future, what will happen through Yaakov Avinu, through Am Yisrael, somehow or other, Esav will be transformed. That's the transformation of Esav. You see, when we understand the machlokes between Yitzchak and his wife Rivka, we can see the holiness of Yaakov, but hidden in Esav, there's also holiness. The question is how to reveal that holiness. Yitzchak thought that if Esav has the brachas, then the holiness which is latent in Esav will be expressed. Rivka could see, no, fakir. The brachas have to go to Yaakov Avinu. Through Yaakov Avinu, Esav will be transformed. Now, all this is fascinating, and it relates to world history. But I also would like to focus for this moment, for our few minutes together, on what is happening inside each of us. That we have a Yaakov and Esav inside us. And the Yaakov and Esav are, of course, the Yetzer Toiv and the Yetzer Hara. But the nature of the Yetzer Hara inside an individual is very complex, and the Yetzer Hara can be transformed and wants to be transformed. Because we learn it in the Sfarim that we're going to look at now. We're going to look at the Sefer Likutei Amorim Tanya by Rabbi Shneur Zalman of Ladi, and we're looking here at Perek Tes of Tanya. Now, so we're going to see that Esav and Yaakov, they are the Nefesh HaBahamis, the animal soul. Now, why in Chassidus it calls it the Nefesh HaBahamis instead of the Yetzer Hara, the way the Gemara calls it, is because when you understand it as the Nefesh HaBahamis, there's more variation, there's a gradation, it's a spectrum. At one end, the Nefesh HaBahamis is very useful. At the other end, it's very dangerous. So you have to be able to keep control of the Nefesh HaBahamis. As the Gemara itself says on the Pasuk B'chol Levavacha, that we have to love Hashem with our Yetzer Toiv and with the Yetzer Hara. So that means there is a good potential in the Yetzer Hara. But the Gemara doesn't go into it, but it comes out in later Sfarim. And clearly in Tanya. So Perek Tes, let's learn this together. V'hine mekoyim mishkan nefesh HaBahamis shemeklipas noigo b'chol ish Yisrael. Now the place where the nefesh HaBahamis is, it's in klipas noigo. That's an aspect of existence. You see, there are three levels of existence. There's kedusha, there's tumah, and there's something in the middle. And what is in the middle is something that can be transformed either to Kedusha or to the complete Klippa. And the Nefesh HaBahamis of a Yid is from Klippas Noiga, and where it is, it's Belev B'chalal Smali, in the left-hand part of the heart, Shemulay Moleh Dam, filled with blood in a negative way, Uchsiv Ki Adam Hu HaNefesh. The blood is the Nefesh, the desire of the person. V'lechein kol ha-taivus v'esvairus v'kaas v'domein. All taivus and boasting and anger and similar, heim b'leiv, they're in the heart. U'mehalev heim mispashtos v'chol ha-guf. From the heart they spread out over the whole body. V'gam oyle l'moyach sh'b'roish, and also comes up into the mind, lachshev u'lahai behem, to think about them, u'lehischakim behem, and to plan, to be cunning. A person has a taiva for a certain thing, so it starts circulating in his mind, how can he get that thing? Might be a quite innocent taiva. Yes, he has a business in property, and he happens to be driving past somewhere, he sees a certain property for sale, and he starts thinking, how is he able to do it? He hasn't got the cash, which will cover that, but so he starts planning. It's not a negative title. It's the way he's making his living.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, nothing wrong with that. No, it's
chain
a gushing.
Chain the action from the heart to the mind.
That's right, from the heart to the mind. And here we have a positive thing. He's making a living in order to support his son-in-law, his Adam in Kailo. So here it is. So it's spreading out, and that's the Nefesh HaBehavis. Now you see the same quality of taiva going up to the mind could also be from something negative, and it's all on a spectrum of how it works. Now, but there's also a kedusha digger taiva, ach mekoyim mishka nefesh HaKis, a pure kedusha. And that the place where the Nefesh HaKis is, the divine soul, which is a spark of Elokus inside the person. Now, of course, the spark of Elokus is melubash inside the Nefesh HaBehamis. So in order for the person to live a decent life as a human being, he needs the Nefesh HaBehamis even to salivate. When we eat food, an important part of the digestive process is that the mouth salivates, and then we can chew the food and eat it, and the digestive process starts there. Now, if the person had no taiva for food, there would be no saliva. So we need a certain taiva right at the beginning. So, but the place where the pure divine soul dwells, he b'moichin sheberoish, is in the mind, in the head. U'mishah mispashetes l'chol eivarim, and from there it can also spread to all the limbs, v'gam b'leiv, and it also spreads down to the heart, b'chalal hayumini, into the right hand part of the heart. She'ein b'idam, the medical ideas of the Chachamim is that the ein b'idam in the right hand part, but instead it's something spiritual. The k'moshikotz of leiv chacham liyaminoi, the heart, as Mishle says, the leiv of the chacham is in the right hand part. V'hi. And what is that? What is this divine soul in the heart, having spread down from the moyach? V'hi avas Hashem kerish be'shal heves. It is love of Hashem like a flame burning. Misla heves belev maskilim. Burning in the heart of people who think about Elokus. Hamavinim umisboinim b'daitom. They understand, they contemplate with their mind, Hashem Moichem, which is in their brain. B'dvarim hama'oiririm esa'ava, things which arouse Avos Hashem. The Rambam speaks about this, right at the beginning of Mishneh Torah, how the basic yesoida yesoidas for amud ha'chochmas is to recognize and to know, leida, to know, that there is a motzu rishon, that Hashem is the first existence which makes everything else exist, and that we have to love Hashem, and the way we love Hashem is by thinking about the creations, the wonderful creations that Hashem has created. You think about Marabu Ma'asecha Hashem, how many are your creations, the infinite variety which is there. Magodlu Ma'asecha, there's the variety, the manifold quality, and the greatness. And also you could be looking down a microscope at a cell under a microscope, a plant cell or something like that, and examining that. Also the wondrousness, Niflos HaBoira, And we have, or we could be learning, a concept in Hasidic teaching about how the life force of Hashem flows into every particle of existence and keeps it there, that the table in front of us is there because of a divine energy which is making it exist. And the sun, the moon, the stars, everything, it's all there because of a constant input from Hashem. These are inspiring ideas which are written in different svarim and through which the person is able to feel a tremendous ava to Hashem and a simcha. V'chein simchas levo b'tiferes Hashem, the joy in the heart, in the glory of Hashem, v'hadag ha'oinoi, the greatness of Hashem. Kasha eini ha'chochem Hashem b'roishoi, when the eyes of the chochem, which are in his head, as it says, b'moya chochmoso b'inoso, that means in his chochma, in his bina, his wisdom, his understanding, mistaklim b'yikoda d'malka, gaze at the greatness of the king. B'siferes g'duloso, the splendor of his grandeur, adein cheke, beyond limit, v'ein soif, without any end, v'tachlis, completely infinite, k'mavur b'mokam acher, as explained elsewhere. V'chein shah midas kadoshah shebelev, and similarly all the other midas in the lev, ava, yira, they come, hein mechabad shebemoichin, they come from the chokhmah bina das in the mind. So in other words, the person uses their mind to think about the greatness of Hashem, and this inspires them with a feeling of avas Hashem in a very, very intense way. And this is something very striking. Now, Achinek Siv, but it's written, Ula'oim mil'oim yemots. Here we come back to our passion. One nation will fight against the other. Here we have Yaakov and Esav inside us. Yaakov is the divine soul, the Nefesh HaLekis, loving Hashem, filled with passion for Hashem. And Esav is the Nefesh HaBahamis. Ki ha'guf nikra ir katana. The body is called a small city. Like two kings who are fighting over one city. I think this is from Koheles. Two kings are fighting over one city. Each king wants to conquer the city and rule over it. Now, what does it mean, rule over it? He's going to make all the inhabitants behave as he wants. They're all going to be communists. No more private investment. They should obey him, whatever decrees he makes, that's he's going to rule. In this way, the two nefoshos, Elokis, the divine soul, now he uses an interesting word, chiyunus. Chiyunus means vital. It's the life of soul. The life.
Vitality.
That's right. When we say something is chiyuni, it's like it's vital. It's a vital issue. So we need the Nefesh HaBahamis. We only had the Nefesh HaLekis, pure and simple. That's right. Yeah. So the vital animal soul, the soul of vitality, and the animal soul shema klipa, which is from the klipa, which is in itself, it's something material, and material can be kosher, and it can lead into non-kosher. Nilchama, for example, the person who's looking at the house, the property he wants to buy. So the estate agent tells him, yeah, the thing is, Mrs. So-and-so did put down a deposit, but she sent a check, you know, that's, but if you're offering a bit more, you know, and you can, it's something which starts off...
Sachmos or something. Or
That's right, yeah, only a mahapach b'charora. And you come along and grab it away from him, right. Nishta zego. So, which unfortunately... Now, so there we have the Nefesh HaBahamis and the Klipa. Nilchomai zuim zu. These two souls are fighting one with another. Ala guf, over the body. V'cholevarav, and all the limbs of the person, shelekis chevtze v'retzoyna, the desire of the divine soul, shetehilavadoy mosheles alav. The divine soul wants to be in control, Be'ezras Hashem, u'manhigosoy, controlling everything. V'cholevarav, and all the limbs of the person, yusarim lemishmato, should be following the counsel of the divine soul. Where does the person look when he's walking in the street? The divine soul is giving him guidance, looking this way, not in that way. Ubatelim etzla, and all the limbs of the person are bottled. They're given over to the divine soul, the gamre. Umekova alea, the use of the word mekova, a chariot, like a driver drives a car, he drives it to the left, to the right, he's in control of it. That's how the nefesh elokis wants to drive the person. And all the limbs, all the koichos of the person should be an expression, a garment to the 10 qualities of the nefesh, of the neshama. The gimel of usheya, and the 3 garments of the neshama, which are machshava, dibur, maisa. What thoughts does the person have in his mind? What speech does he say? What do his limbs do? They should all be expressed through the person, and the person should be filled with these positive qualities. And the temptations from the nefesh ha'bahamis should not interrupt him at all. So even as Pirkei Avos says, that someone who is suddenly say he's learning, and suddenly he says, oh, what a lovely field, that would make a lot of produce. That's the wrong thing to think of at that moment. It's right in certain situations, but in others, you're focused on learning Torah, you're focused on some inyan of Elokus, and that should be the focus. The 3 aspects of the mind, should be filled with the chokhmah and bina and das of the divine soul. Shehi chokhmas Hashem, the wisdom of Hashem, ubinosoi, and understanding, our thinking about Hashem, our understanding, lehisboinen bigdolosoi, to think about His greatness, adein cheker v'ein soif, without limit, ulaholid mehen, and to bring into being al yedei das, through the quality of das. Chochmah is the inspiration which comes from thinking about a posuk, a concept. Bina is where we explore that idea. Das is where we take it seriously. Right. And as a result, we feel tangible emotions.
Connect.
Yes, absolutely. Like Odom Yoda Eschava, it says that in Perek Gimel of Tanya. That's the unity between the mind and the heart. That's taking it seriously, caring. And so through that we feel hayira b'moichai, awe of Hashem, pachad Hashem, fear of Hashem, yiras Hashem b'liboy, v'avas Hashem ke'esh b'ayra b'liboy. And then there is a flaming love of Hashem in one's heart, Kirishbe shall have us like flames which are burning, and the effect of that. Now, this is something a person might experience in davening sometimes. Liois nichsefo v'gam kolso nafshon. The person's soul is yearning, longing for Hashem. B'chasheka v'chafetso, with yearning. L'dov kaboy be'ein sof baruch hu, to cleave to Hashem. To the Ein Sof, to the infinite. B'chol leiv b'nefesh, with all his heart, all his soul. U'ma'oi, b'chol ma'idecha. Ma'um kadaliba, from the depths of the heart, shebechalal hayamini, from the right hand part of the heart, as we said, which is where the nefesh shelekis, the divine soul, dwells in the heart. See, it starts off in the brain, and it comes down to the heart, and it makes the person feel intense feelings of Kedusha. The other way round is the animal soul, which starts off with the tiger in the heart and goes up into the brain. Right? So it's two opposite ways, right? So here we have the divine soul settling in the heart in this intense way, from the depths of the heart, so that the whole The heart is filled with love, mole v'godush, filled, overflowing. It's at this moment that we come to the crucial issue of the transformation of Esav. The Nefesh HaBahamis is going to get transformed, and it's going to change from a Gashmidiga concern and focus, which might be kosher and might sometimes not be kosher, unfortunately. It's going to be transformed into a love of Kedusha, pure and simple. And here we have it, these words, Ad shetispashet gam lechalel hasmoli, till the love from the right-hand part of the heart flows into the left-hand part, where the Yetzer Hara, the Nefesh HaBahamis, Esav, is there, la'achvia le'sitra achra, to quell the sitra achra, yesoid hamayim aroim shebo. Now it says in Sforim that the reason why we have different emotions comes from four elements, eish, ruach, mayim, ofa, which are in the nefesh, and mayim is the source of taiva. Eish is kas, and ruach is gaiva, and ofa is laziness and then being negative, and the mayim is desire. So changing the element mayim, which is inside the Nefesh HaBahamis in the animal soul, shiha taiva shemi klipas noiga, which is the taiva of klipas noiga. You see, we're talking about a person. His taivas are klipas noiga. We're not talking about grobber evil taivas, which are coming from a lower level. That is a possibility, unfortunately, but even at a more subtle level. L'shenoisa, to change it, ulahocha, to transform it. Metanuge olam hazeh, from the desires of this world, la'avas Hashem, so that it should be filled with avas Hashem. The same lust, the same desire that a person might have looking at this four-story building that's wonderful, and planning permission is probably available. And it brings out something, right? That same desire, that same love, suddenly focused, Ashrei Yoshrei Veisecha. Just think of the words, what they mean. It's such a taiva, such a tainuk, the delight that a person can have saying the words of the davening. And so this, it's being transformed from the delights of this world, La'avas Hashem, Kamo Yitzchakosov, as it says in the Gemara, B'chol Levavacha, B'shnei Yitzrecha, with your whole heart, with both your desires, with the Yetzer Tov, with the Yetzer Hara, the Yaakov and the Esav. Suddenly Esav is something else. V'hainu sheyale v'yovav v'yagia. That means the person comes to the Madrega, the Madrega's Ava Rabba, great Ava, v'chiba yaseira, more intense desire for Hashem, mi'madrega's Ava aza kadish v'esh, like love which is strong like coals of fire from Shia Shirim, v'hi anikrets because of Ava batanugim, and this is the love and delight of Hashem, Lizaneg al Hashem, a complete delight, where the whole person is transformed. Me'ein olam haba, something like olam haba. B'ha oineg, and the oineg is b'moy chokhma v'seichel, it's in the mind. Hamisaneg, which is delighting, b'haskolas Hashem, in the thinking about Hashem, b'yidiyosoi, his knowledge of Hashem, learning whether a piece of Gemara, a piece of Nigla, a piece of Chassidus, the tremendous delight that comes from that knowledge of Torah. Kafi hasoga sichloi v'chochmosoi, according to the level of the person's understanding. V'hu b'chinas mayim, this is the pure water. V'zera o zerua shebekedushas nefesh adikis, over the page. This is the pure water which is in the Nefesh Elokis, the water of delight, of Tainug in Hashem. Hamahapeches letoiv esprinas hamayim shem benefesh abahamish, which transforms to good the water which is in the animal soul. Shemehem bo taivus or tanuge oilam hasem mitchila, which had the desires for this world. It's interesting, I never really thought of it before, but it's a little bit like mayim to mayim, being purified, b'mei mikvah, and the pure water of the mikvah is transforming the mayim to mayim. So you've got the mayim to mayim inside the animal soul, but now they are suffused with the tremendous power of the mayim tahirim of kedusha from the divine soul. And the animal soul, the desire of the animal soul is transformed, it's purified. And now the animal soul has a thirst. This is the skill of every mechanach, is to arouse in his yeshiva bochrim and in girls' schools to try to get the student to have kinas soif and tabe chochma, that whole concept. You get them excited in the competition, they're learning Mishnah Yisrael Peh and they're going to win the prize. This is the animal soul. But what it's doing is something of Kedusha. You're channeling it into Kedusha. And gradually you channel more and more and more. And the Rambam says, we train a person by giving them incentives, and the Torah does this, he says. The Torah gives us incentives. If you do good, then good things will happen, then rewards. But those Gashmidiga rewards are really to train the person that they should have a love for Hashem just simply because Hashem is Hashem. They should love Torah because it's Torah.
Isn't competition actually a bad thing? Encourage them, yes, but when they're pitting one against the other, then those with the better kishronis, abilities, will prevail. And you're actually generating superiority feelings.
That's certainly a problem, but at the same time, if you want someone to learn the whole of that Masech, the Baal Peh,
it can be done differently by giving them inducements, giving them according to their abilities.
Look, that's a good point. You see, you're dealing with the Nefesh HaBahamis. And so therefore you have to be careful how you deal with it.
Yeah, but then you're encouraging feelings of conquest and I'm better than you.
Yeah, you're right. So this is the challenge.
Balance.
Checks and balance. You're absolutely right.
Competition is healthy.
Well, you see, it can be unless it gets out of hand, and in the mind you can't tell what.
You go to the top of the class, sort of thing. You go.
You see, the Chazal say, "Kinas soifin tabe chokma." But at the same point, we can see
that you've got nobody standing over it and giving them teachings.
You make your point.
Okay. All right. Now we're nearly finished. Okay. All right.
Who's counting?
It was his birthday. 75. He's got 70 more times to go. Right. So it changes the mayim in the nefesh HaBahamis, from which came these negative deeds. Taivus v'olam hazeh, k'moit shekotzim be'etz chaim, shah nun, perek gimel, gives us where it is in Svarim, b'shem hazoya, in the name of the Zohar Kodesh, shahara nepach liyoiz toiv gomu. Bad is transformed so it becomes completely good. K'moit yetzer toiv ma.
Back to the parasha.
Ultimately, the Esav will be transformed. Esav will be transformed, and Yitzchak's desire that it will all be transformed, and everything will come out right in the end. Now, Bahosir habegodim atzoyim imenu. When you see, the essence is good. The only thing is the garments are bad. But when the garments are removed, the begodim atzoyim, the dirty garments removed, shehem tanuge oilam hazeh, which are the pleasures of this world, the delights of this world, seeking this world, truma lubash vehem, which it's enclosed in, v'chein sha'ar kol amidah shebelev, and the other emotions of the heart, which are focused on gashmias, on materiality, shein anfei ha'yira v'ahava, which spread out from yira and ava, awe of Hashem and love of Hashem, and when they are focused only, Yil Hashem Levadoi, they're only focused on Hashem. Then the whole person, what he says, what he thinks in his mind, they will be filled. It'll just be the power of the Nefesh HaLekis and the transformed Nefesh HaBahamis. Shehein Machshavas Hashem Besod. Also, thinking about Hashem, the Torah, that the whole time he is thinking Torah, and the actions of his hand, shara machevor of all his limbs, yuba maisha mitzvahs levad, it'll just be involved in mitzvahs. He looks at the building, he says, that building could be a yeshiva. Let's see if I can raise the money to get that building for a yeshiva. So the whole focus is a slightly different focus. So hu levush hashlishit shel nefesh HaLekis, and that's the third garment of the divine soul action. Now, how does the Nefesh HaBahamis respond? Ach Nefesh HaBahamis Sheba'a Klippa. The animal soul which comes from Klippa, Ritzoino Le'afech Mamash. It actually wants to be transformed. The Nefesh, the Yetzer Hara, when we look at it through this lens, it isn't all the time fighting for bad. It wants to be transformed. And there's an amazing moshul about so this.
You misgabe on it.
Yes, and it's transformed so that it itself wants. You remove the negative, the begodim atzoim, which is like the bad channel, and that energy is now channeled in a positive way. And that then it wants to be transformed. L'toivus ha'adam she'isgabe aleh. He wants for the good of the person that he is Nefesh HaLekis should have control over it, yinatzchena and conquer it. Now the Zohar Kodesh brings a fascinating moshel of a king who wanted to bring up his son to have a good character. So in order to have a good character, you have to have self-control. So he calls a famous Zohar who was there at that time, and he says to him, I want you to tempt my son. Do everything you can to tempt my son. Very dangerous thing to do. And she knows that she is trying to tempt the son, but that ultimately the son has to ignore her. And that will really be that koyach of that he will go beyond that kind of taiva and he will be a person. And so that is the complex quality that Hashem has put inside us and put inside the whole of existence. And that's how we have Yaakov and Esav in the Yaakov and Esav in the Parsha. And the whole battle between them, and that ultimately, there will be a total unity of everything together, which will include also the Ummus Olam as well, Edom and Rome, and all the other nations, even Yishmael, and it will all be unified together with Am Yisrael, Ba'atzeinu HaKadosh, with the Beis HaMikdash, and Mashiach Tzidkenu.
Amen! Beautiful, beautiful.
That was very, very inspiring.
It wasn't quite clear where Rabbi